the greatest mekubel in the Litvische Welt, and we could say in the last 100 years, was the Baal HaLeshem, the grandfather of Rabbi Yashiv, Zecherno Livracha. And there's a famous story that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecherno Livracha, used to always say over this story and bring out the following point. The Leshem sent his sefer to the greatest mekubel of the Svardim, was the Ben Ish Chai. So he was living in Eretz Yisrael, the Leshem, and he sent his sefer that he put out, he sent it to the Ben Ish Chai. And a couple years later, the Ben Ish Chai, and since the Ben Ish Chai lived in Baghdad. So the Ben Ish Chai was so misspoiled from the Leshem sefer that he sent a message to some of the Sfaradish Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael. He says they should go put on Big Day Shabbos clothes, and they should go into the Leshem, tell the Leshem, b'shem him, in the name of the Ben Ish Chai, especially Ashkoyach, how unbelievable his Sefer is on Kabbalah, how much he got from the Sefer. So listen to the following incredible thing. They came into the Leshem, they gave over the Leshem the whole message from the Ben Ish Chai. And you know what the Leshem said? The Leshem said, if I would have heard this message, I would have known it a few years ago. How much the Ben Ish Chai, how much he got from my Sefer, I would have written another Sefer on Kabbalah. I didn't realize, I figured, yeah, my Sefer on Kabbalah, you know, there's so many Mekubalim, there's so many this, what's, you know? Now that I see that the Ben Ish Chai, the greatest Mekubal from the Svardim, how much he got from my Sefer, if I would have known it a few years ago, I would have written another Sefer. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to bring out from this Sefer that everybody needs Chizuk. Chizuk to know the value of what they're doing. Even the Leshem, the greatest Mekubal, if he would have realized how important and chashiv his Sefer is by other Gedolim, he would have written another Sefer. That's what Shlomo Zalman used to bring out. That everybody needs to hear an Idud v'chizuk, an appreciation of what they're doing. And I want to tell you something. Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer, Zecherno Livracha, is known that when he was Rosh Hashiva, if anybody asked him any klutz kash, no matter what they did, Rabbi Issa Zalman would build him up. Oh! You mean to ask the following gewaldige kasha, and it was a special mahalach that you did not see by any other Rosh Hashivas. One time somebody asked him, where did he get this mahalach from, that he builds everybody up and makes them feel like $1 million no matter what? So Rabbi Zalman said, I'll tell you why. To Yidua, Rabbi Zalman was from the greatest Iluyim in Volozhin Yeshiva. But Rabbi Zalman said, when I first came to Volozhin, everything just wasn't like a bunch of roses. He says, I came, I was very poor, I didn't have really where to eat, I didn't have, everything was very, very difficult for me. And he says, I was a roommate together with Rav Reuven Zelig Bengis, Zecherno Livracha, who was later on was the Rosh Av Bezdin in Yerushalayim in the Eid HaRedes. And one day I was looking particularly down, I was even thinking maybe I should leave the yeshiva. And Rav Reuven Zelig Bengis came over to me and says, you look a little down, I don't know why you're down. Do you know that the Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin said over a kash in your name? Rabbi Zalman said, I got so much chizuk from that. Wow, the Rosh Hashiva said over a kash from me? It infused me with a whole new thing of life. And I ended up staying and steiging into one of the greatest that came out of Volozhin, like we know. So he said, I saw what came out from some words of chizuk that I got, and what maybe would not have come out of me if I didn't get it. So I took on from that how important it is to show chizuk and show appreciation and tell people how good you are. Now this is what we think on great people. Can we imagine how regular people, how much we need? They say that Chazanish used to say, every bacher needs a lefel of kavod every day. A spoonful of kavod. I once heard somebody chashev say, that was in the Chazanish's time, every bacher needed a spoonful of kavod. Today every bacher needs a 2 liter of kavod every single day. And I want to end with the following story. Somebody that I know very well, who put out a chashev a sefer, he said that he got a phone call from Eretz Yisrael, from a chashev a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham told him, Shno, I went through your sefer, and I learn your sefer b'chavrusa. It's meiridik. I got so much from the sefer. So the mechaber wrote it. Said, thank you very much. Really appreciate the phone call. to listen to what this Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael, who he did not know at all. He tracked him down from the phone number in the Sefer. He said, I want to tell you, but that's not why I'm calling, just to give you a compliment. I'm calling to tell you that there are people, Talmud Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, who are learning your Svarim. So write another one. Your Svarim are doing something. And the Mechaber HaSefer told me, made a tremendous impression on him to write another Sefer. But this is something we have to learn to give. If this goes on big people, so Kal V'Chomer, certainly it goes on regular people. And it goes on in everybody. We need Chizuk. There's no end. People need to hear, yes, what you're doing is worth something. They need to hear a Chizuk and an appreciation. And like we all know, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. Why did Hashem take them away? What did the Gemara say? Mipnei Shalei Nogu Kovetz Abizan. It's Mefurish in the Gemara. They didn't give enough covet to them in their learning. So we see, it's a double-edged sword. How much giving someone chizuk and covet, what it does for the person, and how makbid Hashem is on people that don't give that covet and chizuk to other people. May we all take this lemaisa and give chizuk and covet to other people and be able to give them the koyach to go further.